So where did you get the birch bark from? Is that like...
This is some that Ralph had. It's been sitting out in the yard since last summer. It was just part of the stuff that he collected. And I don't know if he had collected this. He may have collected this himself because he restored a birch bark a while ago. And it might be that that's from that restoration project. It would surprise me if it isn't. No, I'm going to put you to work.
Okay.
Hold this in the toilet for me.
Sure thing.
Just in that direction. I'm going to...
Over the water? Or just...
Yeah, right okay. there. I'm going to see if I can drain this hose. So I should have unwound it, but that's okay.
Mm. Yeah,
so it should drain. Is that a fireman truck? It used to be a fireman.
Oh, it used to be a fireman?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long did you know Ralph?
Oh, let's see. I met him when I was about 17 years old. I was a member of the Sal Expedition 2. We recreated the Sal's journey from Montreal to the Gulf of Mexico that occurred in 1681 and 82. And that was an authentic recreation, so we needed canoes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we used Ralph's canoes. We used six of his birch bark canoes. All right. So just like the one I'm building out there,
yeah.
I helped them, myself and several other guys. There were 23 of us on the expedition. Several of us were here working to help build those canoes. So we built six of them, and that's when I met him, all those 30, 40 years ago almost.
Hmm. Yeah, I think Mike told me about the expedition. Each of you were like a particular person on the...
Yeah.
Who are you?
I was Pierre Bréret.
Hmm.
Pierre Bréret.
Yeah. So did you really dump Ralph in the Gulf of Mexico at the end of the trip?
Yes.
Mike told me that story.
Did you see that? There's a picture of it. We got it. I got a picture of it in there. Where we threw him in the ocean. Of course, he needed to get his christening with everybody else. Yeah, that was a fun day. It was a lot of fun. He came down to meet us, and he met us several times. And he had a whole thing set up for us in Chicago, down at the planetarium. We were supposed to be paddling from Evanston down to the planetarium that day, but we had problems in Evanston. The pack ice had come in. This is in December. I don't remember what the date was. Early December. And the pack ice came in, so we weren't able to get our canoes in the water. The pack ice packs up 6-8 feet high, so it makes a very jagged, rugged wall. And the waves were coming in. We couldn't launch the canoes and get in the canoes.
Yeah.
So we picked everything up and we portaged through the university's campus. It was kind of fun because I met a couple of kids that had graduated with me in high school. They were going to school up there.
Wait, which school?
Northwestern.
Oh, Northwestern. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, Northwestern. Yeah, that's right. You said Evanston.
Right on
yeah.
the lake. Yeah, yeah. So we portaged through, and then we got into a small, I don't know if it was a marina there. I don't remember exactly, but there was an open stretch of water there, so we put in. And by the time we got going, we used up the whole morning. And we got down, the sun was setting, and it was getting cold. And the pack ice was starting to move in again, and it was getting dark. We needed to pull off. So we actually stopped in Belmont Harbor, and we had to break the ice to get into Belmont Harbor, because skim ice formed in Belmont Harbor, because the temperature dropped.
Yeah.
So it was getting precarious. So Ralph is down at the planetarium down there. He's got linen tablecloths. He has TPs set up to cover the porta potties. He's got ice cubes in the water. We're going to have this major feast down there. And we didn't make it. What a disappointment. So instead, we had a picnic. he finally got to us and made a little picnic with the food. So it was one of those disappointments. We had many on the expedition. You just have to go with the punches, you know. So it was just one of those days.
What are you doing right now?
I'm building another. And this is a replica. This looks just like the canoes that we used on LaSalle Expedition 2. It's 20 and a half feet long, and it's a replica of a birch bark canoe. So what I've done is I have a shell of fiberglass here. Now, Ralph called this genuine artificial birch bark. And it's a thing that a system that he invented. It's a shell of fiberglass. And on top of this shell, I laid a layer of fiberglass, very thin fiberglass, that has a pattern of birch bark silk screened onto it. so that when you wet that out with polyester resin, the padding shines right through and it looks just like birch bark. As a matter of fact, Ralph painstakingly traced pieces of birch bark, and he had those tracings was given to an artist, and the artist is the person who made the drawings, and those are the
silk screens
right there, two of them, right?
Yeah.
One of the last things that we did with Ralph was to set up a silk screen operation right here in the shop, and we were silk screening. That was 2 weeks before he passed away.
Yeah.
2 weeks before he became very sick, I should say. He passed away about a month after he stopped working.
And you were silk screening, that's...
We were making this.
Oh, that actual
canoe.
That
pattern. We were making the pattern. The bark that's on this canoe came from our efforts at silk screening. It's not perfect, but I thought, you know, I there's a piece of Ralph there, and that's why I wanted it.
Yeah.
So I made it out of the bark that we made.
So this is the canoe, the actual stuff you're working on.
The glass. It's the glass that we worked on to silk screen.
Who's getting the canoe, or are you getting the canoe?
It's my canoe.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it next summer.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I have a couple of projects I'm working on. We'll use it for some reenactments. And I'm working on a project where we believe, a group that I work with believes that we have discovered the wreck of LaSalle's ship, Le Griffon. It was the first ship on the Upper Great Lakes. It was launched in 1679, and it sank on its return maiden voyage. So it sank in 1679, and it was the demise of LaSalle's Enterprise in Illinois. Yeah. And after all these years, some people that I'm working with, we think we found the ship.
Oh, wow.
So we're gonna go up there this summer, and we have archaeologists coming from France, and we're going to undertake an expedition to excavate parts of the ship to see if we can identify it as being what we think it is.
Now, for that, with the article, do you want me to not include that, not tip your hand or anything? I don't know how that world works.
It's fine.
Okay.
No, it's we're going to have a reception for the archaeologist here. We're not going to tell anybody where it is.
Yeah.
Something Lake Michigan, but
that'll narrow it down.
Yeah. We're going to go up there, and the word's going to be out before long where it is, because we're going to be up there working, so we keep it quiet, and hopefully nobody.
Yeah.
You know, nobody disturbs the site. I don't think they. I hope they won't. We have people that watch it, so
yeah.
Hopefully it's okay.